Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Now, I want to speak to you today about the presence of God and about abiding in His presence and the things that we do in His presence. Of course, the power of God is there, and there's so much to do to learn how to respond to the Holy Ghost. And as He's working in us, that we learn how to be sensitive, we learn how to give our time in a different way. How do you know that for us to carry the glory is going to demand a very different lifestyle? Amen. God's transforming us. Thank you, Brother Jared, very much. But God is transforming us. God is quickening us. He is teaching us. And I've had this week, I've had some incredible times. This week, I've had a few times where I'm on the way out the door. And we're speaking about not grieving the Holy Spirit, not quenching the Holy Spirit, responding to the Holy Spirit. And I was out the door, and as I was out of the door, I hear the Holy Ghost calling me to worship. I hear the Lord calling me to worship. And man, I'm busy. I'm on my way to the shop quickly. And I think I'll do it later. Amen. None of you wonderful people do that. But I think I'll do it later. And as I walk out, I took about 2-3 steps down, and I heard the Holy Ghost say, "Oh." I turned straight back. I said, "Shopping can wait." Amen. That thing's not that important. The Holy Ghost has got all the wisdom after all. Amen. You might find you rush off, get the stuff, and then in the end you didn't need it right away anyway. Amen. And so I turned back and I went and I spent time with the Lord, and I spent time in worship, and God revealed something very incredible to me. I had another experience in God, and I tell you what, it was a dimension of worship I've never entered. And I started realizing when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, come, it's a personal invitation from God. You know, you can get a wedding invitation special with your name, a beautiful little card, personalized for you with your own name, not dear friend. It's dear Kenny. Personalized. So when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, it's a personal invitation. And why is it a personal invitation? Because He's got something that He wants to teach you, something He wants to impart to you. And so I turned and I went and I spent time in that worship, and I experienced something just incredible. You know, it's so incredible. Actually, I had questions. I had scriptural questions about what I'm experiencing. Amen. And I shared a bit with my wife. Said, "No, you must ask Pastor Fred about this one." Amen. So I'm not sharing it with you until I've spoken to my apostle. But needless to say, I found some scriptures, but I want to know its correct applications. But God is calling us into a deeper dimension. How do I honor the Holy Spirit? When He speaks like that, you respond. And like when He called me to worship, what happened is instantly there was a song in my spirit, and I knew I need to worship. And so I went and I did it. Or when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, and suddenly a word is dropped in your spirit, a scripture is dropped in your heart. Do you receive that scripture? What do you do? Do you just say, "Okay, well, that's a wonderful scripture. I'll remember it for later. Maybe God wants me to use it." No. You separate yourself. You go and read that scripture. You go and study it. You go and meditate on it so that the Holy Ghost can start speaking the essence of it and reveal to you why He's giving you that scripture. Amen. I'm sure you've had that many times. I've had that where the Lord will give a scripture to me. I say, "Okay, that's wonderful. I'll remember that for today." And by tonight, I haven't used that scripture at all. So now why? Have you had that? Isn't it perhaps because you didn't spend time meditating and coming to the revelation of what the Holy Ghost wants to reveal to you through that word? Therefore, He could not use you to give that word. Amen. Or therefore, He could not open that door because you didn't see the revelation of it. Revelation knowledge, we live by revelation knowledge. Somebody say amen. So, I want to speak to you today, man. I'm so torn because God is speaking about, I prepared something else, but from the first service, God's just speaking something else. Amen. So, you know, it is so important that you and I speak about the glory, we speak about His presence, we speak about the atmosphere of the glory, we speak about stepping into that kabod, that weightiness, that essence of God, the riches of God, the splendor of God, the might of God. We speak about that realm that God has prepared for the church. But when you look at that realm, you'll find for us there's a revelation in that realm, and the revelation is Jesus. I want you to just, okay, let's go there. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 26. And we're just going to look into this. Ezekiel chapter 1 and verse 26. Are you there? Ezekiel 1:26. And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne. Now, you know, this is following on from he saw the living creatures, he saw the angelic beings, etc. And he says, and above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. And on the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it. Also from the appearance of his waist and upwards I saw, as it were, the color of amber, with the appearance of fire all around it, around within it. And from the appearance of his waist and downward I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire with brightness all around, like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day. And so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of God. Ezekiel has this tremendous revelation of the glory, and he calls it the likeness of the appearance of the glory. And if you look at that, you can't miss it to realize that he's speaking about Jesus that he saw here. Because that virtue, that likeness that he saw, that essence. And in the same way, you find that when the disciples went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, remember, they went into the mountain. Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him. They went up onto the mount, and as they went, the Bible says they entered a cloud and they feared. That was the glory. They entered that. And when they entered that glory, they saw Moses, they saw Elijah, and they got distracted about the things that are in there, and a voice from heaven came and spoke of the focus of the glory. The voice of the Father said, "This is my Son. Hallelujah. Hear him." And the Bible says that Jesus gets transfigured before them. It says in Matthew 17:2, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became radiant and white. Hallelujah. We're speaking here about the same revelation that John had on the Isle of Patmos when he saw Jesus in his glory. And the Bible says of him in Revelation 1, his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. Once again, it's a revelation of Jesus. He is the very glory of God. The Bible says Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation of his nature. Hallelujah. Sustaining all things. That's why in the glory there's healing, there's life, there's virtue, because his glory sustains everything. Hallelujah. Sustaining everything by his word, by the word of his power, by his powerful word. So Jesus is the very focus of the glory. When you look at Jesus, it's a name that is for us. It's a name given to the church. Hallelujah. Now, this week, the whole week, the Holy Ghost has been speaking to me about this, about the name of Jesus. Because remember, Jesus coming back for a glorified church, a perfected church. And we're talking about the name of Jesus. Now, if you talk about the name of Jesus, you're talking about all the virtue that's in that name, the power that's in that name, the authority that's in that name, the promise that's in that name, the inheritance that's in that name. Amen. Everything of that name. And when you talk about the name of Jesus, notice something about the name of Jesus. This is very powerful. The name of Jesus is given amongst men. It's a name given to earth beings. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is given amongst men by which we can say, can be saved. In that name, you can ask whatsoever you will. The name is given amongst men. That name given amongst men is for your earth experience. In other words, it's a covenant name given to you and I that the fullness of that name we can walk in. Okay, let me separate it for you. That name is given in its fullness for us now. It's not for when you get to heaven. The name is given by the Father to men. Why? It's our inheritance. The fullness of that name. Every promise in that name. Every authority in that name. Hallelujah. Every power in that name is given to men. The authority, the dominion over the powers of darkness is given amongst men here. Not for victory, wondering I get to heaven, victory now. Hallelujah. When you look at the name of Jesus, let's just go a bit further. If you look at the name of Jesus, in heaven, what is his name? What is his name in heaven? What is his name for eternity? The Bible says, okay, let me take you there. The Bible says that he saw in the book of Revelation, he saw a white horse and him sitting on it. The lamb sitting on the white horse, riding, conquering and to conquer. And he had a sash on. And over the sash was written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And his name is the Word of God. Hallelujah. That's his name. Let me just take you back. What did John say about him? John 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word became flesh. And the Word dwelt amongst us. And we touched him, handled him. Hallelujah. That Word. And he took our sin on himself. He paid the price. He did all that. And when he ascended, therefore, God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess. Hallelujah. In other words, God has given us his name. That name is given amongst men. And the presence, the glory of God has come to fill the church until we are the name on the earth. Till we have the full expression of the name. The full authority of the name. The power of the name. The dominion of the name here on the earth. Hallelujah. How do we do that? We are transformed into his likeness from glory to glory. Hallelujah. How? That glory comes, that presence. What's the Holy Ghost come? He comes and Jesus said he takes of what is mine and he reveals it to you. He packs it out, in other words. He causes you to come to the understanding of it and then imparts the reality of it. And causes you to walk in the experiential knowledge of the name of Jesus. So I'm being changed from glory. the Word manifest in the flesh. That's why you're having an effect on the world around you. That's why you're in the world, but they don't love you. They can't understand you because you are the Word made flesh. You are something that was heaven sent. Hallelujah. And came into the earth. And God's given us a name. Hallelujah. That at the name of Jesus, in other words, the fullness, the full inheritance you're coming into, is that at the name of Jesus, at the name of Christ in me, hallelujah, being manifest, devils bow, powers of darkness have no place, because I'm in Christ, I'm in the realm of His glory, I'm in the fullness of Him, hallelujah, and I'm in Him, but a touchdown in the earth. I'm in the earth, but I'm not on the earth. I'm not of the earth. I'm in the earth, but I'm walking in a dimension of the fullness. Hallelujah. I'm walking in the dimension of Christ on earth. Hallelujah. Carrying the glory. Oh, the earth has not seen this kind of church yet. I've got bad news for the world. They're about to see the Christ-like ones. They're about to see the ones who carry the glory. Hallelujah. Blows me away. Blows me away. So the Word comes. And the more I let the Word change me and I line up with the Word. And that's what the Holy Ghost does, doesn't He? He quickens you with the Word. He brings the Word. You start acting like the Word. He anoints that Word. He empowers that Word. You have been anointed to walk in a realm of glory where you're in a dimension where devils aren't even allowed. Amen. When you see yourself as of the world, you fight the devil. When you're in Him, you're above Him. There's a no contest. Zero contest. You're seated in Christ, in heavenly places, far above. Hallelujah. And as far as the enemy is concerned, complete frustration, because there's not a fight anymore. In the realm of glory, there's no fight. Hallelujah. I just am. You walk into a great fight with the victory. Hallelujah. You walk into a place where there's complete pandemonium and you say peace because you have peace. Hallelujah. You're in peace. Hallelujah. And it cannot touch you. Listen, for too long the church has been able to get touched by the enemy. No more. Hallelujah. And as you touch that, as I said to you, that night when I experienced that, and this week, thank God, by His grace, I experienced it again. When you step in, it's completeness. It's absolute completeness. It's the only word I can use. Hallelujah. Fulfillment, completion, wholeness. I said to you, when I saw that realm, I realized what God said is going to happen when the church is going to be healed from the front to the back, from the head to the toe. It's just complete bang, because it's that realm. And God has prepared that for us. Jesus is the glory of God. He's the radiance of God's glory. He's the resplendent glory, the essence of that glory. Hallelujah. And the wonderful thing is, God has anointed us to carry that glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll tell you what, we've been short-circuited because we didn't have the knowledge of the glory. But thank God He's busy revealing it to us as a church. Hallelujah. And we're taking another step. We're taking another step and we're getting closer. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share a scripture with you that just blew my mind. Blown away. And I won't take the scripture home and go meditate it, and hopefully by next week you'll all be blown away. You arrive here completely dilly. Just can't, no, I don't mean that. Thessalonians 2 and verse 14. So Jesus said, Father, I desire that they may see my glory. Hallelujah. And you and I have been changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. We know, and I've preached to you, I've shown you how the Bible says that you and I are carriers of the glory, that we were created for His glory. You all there? Okay, watch this. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 14. Are you there? He called you by our gospel so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whew, let me sit down. A Selah moment. How many are called by the gospel? You're saved through the gospel. Come on. Hallelujah. He says, He called you by a gospel. Why? So that you may obtain the glory that's possible for man. The glory on the earth. You know, just a little touch of the glory. No. Why? So that you may obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same glory He walked in, you can obtain and walk on this earth. The name of Jesus given amongst men to obtain the glory. I'm going goosebumps. Woo! What the Holy Ghost is doing in His church, hallelujah. So what's happening? We're learning to respond. We're learning to walk in. We're learning to just yield to the Holy Ghost. Why? So that we might obtain the same glory. I said, Lord, this is too much. You know, when a scripture becomes truly exceedingly abundantly above what you ask or think or even imagine, no, Lord, this is too much. We are reading other versions, might be that's what it says. And I was reading this version, that version, they all say. The other one says, for the obtaining of the glory. But they all say that you might obtain. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hand and say, thank you, Holy Ghost. That's why you're on me. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost. And that's why you called me, that I might obtain the glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's almost a eyeball moment. Eyeball. Hallelujah. And as I'm looking at different versions, different scriptures. Lord, is this really what you're saying? Is this really what this is all about in the end? Is this? He said, yes. That's what I said through my prophet Isaiah. What? You know what? Isaiah saw the glorified church. I didn't realize that that was what he saw, but now I see it. Hallelujah. What does he say? Isaiah. Turn to the book of Isaiah. A wonderful prophet, Isaiah. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, great darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise over you, and His glory shall be seen upon you. For the obtaining of the glory of Jesus Christ. His glory shall be seen where? Upon you. That's what the prophet said. Let the word of the prophet be fulfilled. This is the day that he saw. This is the day that the prophet saw and longed to be part of. We thank you, Spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shaban deke rabana maya. Come on, just stay in a heart of openness. The Spirit of God is entering some different dimensions in your heart. Saba, sepe. Sapa, Lord, create a hunger and a desire and a thirst that nothing else can fill. Let the weight. Saba, darabane, kerabas, yamade. Let the weight. Let the glory. Let your presence.
Today I'm going to restore my relationship with you.
If that is you, just raise your hand all over this place. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, everybody has raised your hand. Just keep them raised. Father, I pray for these. They are responding to you. They're yielding to you, Holy Ghost, as you're speaking to their hearts. I bless them. I thank you for the revelation of the name of Jesus, for the salvation that is in his name. And today, I bind every spirit of darkness. I bind you. Darkening spirits trying to blind the minds and the hearts of the people of God. I cancel your assignments against them. I loose them from you. And I bless these, Lord, who are responding to you today. Thank you for receiving them. Now, if you got your hands raised, I want you quickly, all over this place, just stand where you are and come down to the aisle. Don't stay in your seat. You say, Pastor Johnny, I need to make right with God. Quickly, come, step into the aisle. Come to the front, from the back, from the side, all over. Like. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here today and you did not raise your hands, salvation is of the Lord. The Bible says the Holy Ghost draws us. You're sensing something in you. It's like a drawing. It's almost like a burning in your spirit. Man, I need to go. I need to go. And you say, hey, I don't know. What will people think? This is not the day. Do it another day. Don't do it another day. Don't do it another day. If there's another person here, quickly, I want you to come. Who is that person? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, stretch out your hands towards this dear child of God, Father. Thank you for it. That's it. That's it. She actually came from ministry. I bless her in Jesus' name. We remove the hurt, the wounds of Satan are removed from you right now. Listen, in the name of Jesus. Let her go. Thank you for the rest and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. That's it. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's it. Be completely healed. Every wound. That's it. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I cancel the assignment of those who had authority over her. And I break that in the name of Jesus. No more authority over her life. I bless her, Lord. I thank you for release, restoration. In the name of Jesus, let your presence, let your glory rest on that home now, Father. Lord, I release an impartation of the glory in her soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Sunday was great. Hallelujah. Saints, love you.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.